With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A new poll shows that nearly half of voters, including most Democrats, think it's okay for the Democratic Party to replace President Biden with another candidate.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 49% of likely U.S. voters would approve of Democrats finding another candidate to replace President Joe Biden before the election in November, including 24% who strongly approve. 37% would disapprove of Democrats ditching Biden, including 23% who strongly disapprove. Another 13% are not sure. These findings have changed only slightly since February. The survey of 1,113 likely U.S. voters was conducted between May 20th and 22nd by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of error was plus or minus 3%, with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito rejecting calls from leftists to recuse himself from cases involving President Trump in the 2020 election. Democrats falsely claim that flying an upside-down flag means support of January 6 when it actually means a nation in distress. In a letter to House and Senate Democrats, Alito said it was his wife who flew the upside-down American flag in response to neighbors flying flags with vulgar terms demanding Alito resign. Leftists also making the false claim that the George Washington pine tree or appeal to heaven flag means January 6. It's a flag that's flown since 1964 at San Francisco's City Park. Also at SRNnews.com, controversial legislation signed into law in Louisiana.
Governor Jeff Landry has signed legislation making it a crime to knowingly approach within 25 feet of a police officer while they're engaged in law enforcement duties after the officer has ordered the person to stay back. Proponents of the new law argue it creates a buffer zone to help ensure the safety of officers. But opponents say the measure could hinder the public's ability to film officers, as was the case in the George Floyd death. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention going to be in Indianapolis.
The country's largest Protestant denomination will hold its annual summer convention June 9th through the 12th in the state capitol. The theme of this year's event is One Mind, One Voice, based on Romans 15, verses 5 and 6. The SBC continues to see gradual decline in overall membership, as most denominations are, but involvement by individuals in their local.
The state of Washington revokes a Christian couple's foster care license because they reject transgenderism. Shane and Jennifer DeGrosse are suing the State Department of Children, Youth, and Families, for which they served as foster parents for 9 years. Say the trouble started when the agency announced that all foster parents would have to help children in their care live as the opposite sex if they so desire. This is SRN News. Montana's governor says President Biden will cripple his state's power grid if he follows through on a plan to shut down its largest coal mine.
Governor Greg Gianforte says he supports alternative energy supplies.
You know, I'm for all of the above on energy.
His own state relies heavily on hydro and increasingly on wind power.
But it's the coal that keeps the lights on.
And he says power lines from the plant targeted by the White House run directly to Seattle.
Montana's been keeping the lights on in Seattle for decades, and yet they want to pull the plug.
Gianforte told the Salem Radio Network the president is trying to close the mine using new EPA guidelines. Bob Agnew reporting.
ConocoPhillips is making an all-stock deal to buy Marathon Oil. The company will pay just over $17 billion for Marathon, but the deal is believed to be valued closer to $22.5 billion. The deal was announced Wednesday afternoon. More details at SRNnews.com.